It's a movement, but it's about people. Be the People is about we the people joining forces to reclaim and reshape the best of our nation's time-treasured traditions. Each week, we offer insightful interviews with movers and shakers from all different spheres of life. And now, please welcome Dr. Carol Swain.
Welcome to the Be the People show. I'm so thrilled today to have Burgess Owens back on the Be the People show. I interviewed him several months ago. And in case you've been living under a rock, and I know that's not true of my listeners, but Burgess was the third Black American to be offered a football scholarship at the University of Miami. And he became an outstanding athlete. He was in the University of Miami's Hall of Fame and the Orange Bowl. He received the Orange Bowl Ring of Honor. He played for the Oakland Raiders. They won a championship, a Super Bowl. He was selected by the NFL All-Pro Bowl. Now, Burgess has retired from football many years ago, but he's been very active in causes for America. And some of the things, you know, that really touch my heart is that he really cares about Black America. He grew up in the Deep South, and so he's experienced segregation, all of the things that Black people experience, and they're told, you can't do, you can't do. They're given all this negative feedback about the country, and Burgess has been able to overcome all of that. And he has become a voice in our nation, not just for Black people, but for American rights and privileges. And so I want to welcome Burgess Owens to the Be the People show. And we're going to talk about how he sees the politics in America right now. And then we have an announcement for those of you all who don't know about what Burgess is doing right now. So, Burgess, that's a long introduction, but welcome to the Be the People show.
Thank you so much, Carolyn. I'm looking forward to chatting with you once again. This is I'm always enjoying our conversations because I think it's so instructional in terms of what we can get accomplished throughout our country, no matter what our background might be. So I do appreciate this opportunity for sure.
Now, as we are talking today, there's so much going on in the world, and probably one of the biggest things for us in America is that the House Democrats are trying to impeach President Trump. And I am so dismayed in my mind. If this was a court case, it would be a frivolous lawsuit. But I want to know what Burgess is thinking at this point in time about these impeachment proceedings.
Well, you know, unfortunately, this is typical of the Democratic Party. It's a party of lawlessness. It's a party of bullying and cowardice. And we have a group of people, and I want to say this to Americans who are maybe a Democrats in that right now. You know, this whole thing we're going through right now is truly is an ideology. It's we're fighting for the heart and soul of our nation, but it's based on ideology. So I was once a Democrat, so I know there are good people who don't quite understand what that party's all about, and they've kind of bought into the propaganda. Just know that what they're doing right now is typical of what they've always done throughout the history of our country. And that's been very divisive. In this case here, I just want everybody to kind of put yourselves in the shoes of someone that literally, they turn every force against you. They turn the media against you. They turn people who should be thinking about the rule of law that have been elected to lead our country and to provide the very best for our citizens. And all that's turned against you. No one would like to have that happen. It's not fair. And American people, one thing that we are all about, we're about fairness. Whether we agree or not with each other, we all believe that that the foundation of our nation is the idea that we can stand, we stand before the lady of justice who's blind, and that what's meted out to us is done in fairness. So I think we're going to make it through this. As a matter of fact, now I know we're going to make it through this. Because American people will always come and do the right thing when it comes out to it. So we're going to get through this process. We went through this impeachment, you know, attempt back with the Mueller report. We're going through it again. And those guys on the left, and that basically the socialists and Marxists will pay the price eventually for what they're doing to our country, to our nation.
Well, Burgess, I agree with you 100% when you talk about how unfair the process is, that they've set it up in such a way that the president really can't defend himself. And I see this as a big distraction from what was revealed to us about 2016 and how President Obama had sort of, he had weaponized the agencies of government against the president or against candidate. I see this as related to 2016.
Yeah.
And how we later learned that President Obama had weaponized the agencies of government against candidate Trump. And all of this is, you know, just playing out before our eyes. And I'm going to take a break right now. And when we return, there'll be more with Burgess Owens.
Each week, the Be the People show presents interviews with insightful guests from the world of politics, religion, media, and culture. The Be the People show is on podcast. It offers bonus footage. To listen to Be the People online, go to the BeThePeopleNews.com website and subscribe to the Be the People podcast, heard also on the America Out Loud Network.
It's your news and entertainment network. News blogs, informative podcasts, entertaining videos, or listen to 24/7 talk radio on our free apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa. We the People, AmericaOutLoud.com is the voice of liberty and justice for all. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
I'm back with my guest, Burgess Owens, and we have a lot to talk about, the impeachment, but also Burgess has recently announced that he is running for Congress. And so, Burgess, when we interviewed months ago, I had no idea that you might one day be a candidate for office.
Well, Carol, when we interviewed months ago, I had no idea that I'd be candidate for office. So this is all new. And it's just interesting because I'm one of those guys who's always said never, ever would I enter this process of politics, because I've always seen my real strengths and my real focus and engagement in terms of just being an entrepreneur and finding those who want to get into this arena. What I realized a few months ago, and my passion since I left the game back in 1983, is actually our kids, the next generation of youth. And at that time, I was really concerned about our Black youth because I saw what was going on. I saw the change of trajectory in terms of being hopeful and optimistic. And now in 2019, I'm more concerned. I'm concerned about all of our youth, not just the Black youth, across the board. We have 2/3 of millennials who believe that socialism is cool. So what I realized about three months ago, as I work with our youth here and in Utah, in the juvenile system, that this is just a pebble in the ocean. And that if we don't get our country back, we don't get the House of Representatives back from these leftists, the Marxists and socialists trying to up in our country, trying to create this coup. If we don't get it back, our kids just don't have a chance. So I'm doing something that I never thought I would be. And I kind of look at it the way I think all Americans have in the past. When that call to action comes, you know, when my dad was called to go to World War II, when our across the board, our veterans did what they have to do that might not have been comfortable with. That's where I see this process right now. I want to go and serve. I want to make sure that we get the House back, that the President Trump has another voice that lets people know that he's for the American people. He's for Black Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans. He's for Americans. And I want to be a voice that stands for that. And I also want to be a voice for the many Black Americans out there who have not heard the truth, that they need to hear from us, Carol, that we need to hear on a broader scale that our country is a great place and that we have an enemy and it's not each other. It's socialist, it's Marxist, it's the ideology of hate, of evil, and we need to make sure we stand strong against that.
You're 100% correct. And I can attest to the fact that I ran for office last year in a special election for mayor in Nashville. I came in number two, outspent 5-1. And then I ran again this year. I came in number three, but I held the number two position until the candidate that won put in $2 million of his own money. And it's so difficult to compete against people that have, you know, deep family wealth. But this particular candidate, his father had been a three-term governor, his brother a member of Congress. But I came within 3 points of defeating the incumbent mayor, who was defeated. But I ran for office because I knew that there was a need for a Republican to run. And what I encountered, Burgess, and I don't know about your situation, there were Republicans who supported the Democrat because they said no Republican can win in Nashville, so we need to support the best Democrat. Yeah. And so I had within the Republican Party some people that worked to undermine my campaign. But despite that, I went into the Black community. I went, you know, before Muslims. I talked to everyone, and I ended up, you know, coming in about 22-23% of the vote, despite the fact that I did not have solid Republican support, and I was again outspent 5-1 by one candidate, 3-1 by the other.
Yeah. And Carol, let me just say this. You bring a very good point in. First of all, there are voices among us that really understand the idea that the tenets, the values of the party come before all the other things that that sometimes our leaders have to deal with. And elitism is something that that's a problem in both parties, Democrats and Republicans. The elitists we see, for those right now that are still the never Trumpers, those that no matter how good our economy goes, no matter how well the Black community now is coming around and lives being saved and hope is being reinstilled, they could care less because it's really about themselves, their power, and that's on both sides. We have elitism, so we're gonna have to understand that it's not a party thing. It's really a values and principle thing. And by the way, to that point, I want to make sure that everybody knows how to reach out for me, because it's all about make sure you have the funds to support this.
And
this.
Well, burdens. I mean, I'm going to hit those that really hard. That you do need support, and you shouldn't be spending your wealth. And you're in a much better position than me because you have national and international name recognition.
And it's important that as a nation we recognize these types of runs, these kind of, you know, the fight within the cities, the states, is really where we have to make sure that we're putting ourselves in position to fight. I was all in to help you to make your run happen because your voice is necessary. We need to have people who actually have come from that position in which people say you can't make it, and we can stand strong and say, you know what, this is America. Anyone can make it in this country. You work hard, you do the right things and make things happen. So in that light, I'm hoping, and by the way, just so you know, that this particular district, District 4 in Utah, is the number one sought after district from both parties. So once we get to the primary, it's going to be a nationwide focus on it, because the Democrats need it to keep it. The Republicans need it to get it back. And our country needs to get it back so we can run our country and move it forward. Make it available to all of us, all Americans. Stop the divisiveness that's been prevalent in the Democratic Party, and recognize again that it is about values and principles. And even within that process, we're going to have sometimes Republicans who don't quite get it because they're more into the other things that really does not matter for American people.
Well, the problem is that the Republican Party has been infiltrated by Marxists. I mean, that's one of their strategies, deception, infiltration, and manipulation. And so they work from within at times to undermine candidates.
Wow. Boy, did you nail it. And it's something that I had not really thought about in that way. I know that what they do best is about stealth. They give you a big hug, they give you a big smile, and they come in and stab you in the back. They've done it to the Black community forever, for the last 100 years. It started with the NAACP, started by 21 Marxist, socialist, atheist, race-controlled Democrats. And it's done it to our community, the Black community. We have these Black elitists who come in and give us a big hug and vote for every single anti-Black policy that comes before them. And you're right. We now see it, even the Republican Party, people come in, They put themselves, they put an R in front of their names, and they say the right things, and they get in office, and they do exactly the wrong thing. So we have to recognize that our enemy is one of stealth. And the tenets that I live by, and I think we come out, bring our country back with, are four tenets. It makes it very simple to understand what true conservatives is all about, what our party really stands for. And it's the four tenets that was given to us by Booker T. Washington that our community of Carroll did so well with for almost 100 years. And those tenets are head, heart, hands, and home. Head is education, heart is God, hands is industry, free market, free enterprise, and home is family.
That is beautiful.
We keep it that simple. We can have conversations that we can bring people from all sides of the political stripe, Republicans, Democrats, and independents who love our country. We can rally around the fact of head, heart, hands, and home, and then recognize those who don't stand for that, those who stand against it, that's our enemy. I don't care what label they put on themselves. They do not stand for the American way. And we can have conversations about how to get our kids educated. We can talk about what God means to all of us and our Judeo-Christian values. We can talk about industry that we cannot afford to have anybody made dependent. We can talk about our family unit. So we can do that, and Carolyn, I think we'll have a conversation that brings us together again.
Now, before we go to break, I'd like for you to give our listeners your website and how they can donate to your campaign. And then when we return from break, we're going to talk about your policy issues.
Okay, sounds good. It's Burgess 4 Utah, the number 4 for those four tenants I just mentioned, burgess4utah.com. And you'll see those four tenants. You'll see a little bit of my talks about reparation, all the stuff you need to find out about me. You'll see it there. And I do appreciate that for sure.
We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to the Be the People show on the America Out Loud podcast. Each week, the Be the People show presents interviews with insightful guests from the world of politics, religion, media, and culture. The Be the People show is on podcast. It offers bonus footage. To listen to Be the People online, go to the BeThePeopleNews.com website and subscribe to the Be the People podcast, heard also on the America Out Loud Network. I'm back with former NFL star Burgess Owens, who is now a candidate for a congressional district in Utah. Burgess, tell us what your top policy concerns are.
You know, it's kind of nice that because of, again, that president from Booker T. Washington, you can find my policies, and I will find my policies within those four tenets I just mentioned: head, heart, hands, and home. I think the most important thing we need to do across our country is make sure our kids are getting a quality education. An education allows them to be critical thinkers, an education that gets away from the propaganda of the leftists that has our kids, two-thirds of our millennials, thinking that socialism is cool. And we need to do that by bringing competition into it. The downside of these labor unions is that they get in a position in which they don't really care. They don't have to worry about competition. They don't have to worry about bringing the price down. Or they don't have to worry about the quality of the product they have put out there. So school choice, parents' choice, to have their kids in a school that makes sense for them, to be able to care with them, the money allotted to them, to carry with them wherever they want to go and wherever they want to take it. So these schools have to literally compete. And I would suggest also in that position, my dad was a college professor, and I remember how the light would come in his eyes. I mean, the excitement would come on with him when he saw the light coming in the eyes of his students. And we need to be able to promote teachers that love their profession, that love their kids, and they're not so focused on themselves and the money they're making and the power they have that they forget why they're there. So that's a big piece of it. God. We need to get back to where we can speak about God in any venue we want to, because that's the freedom of choice, the freedom of speech, and the freedom of worship of our religion. We've gotten to the point now we've allowed the leftists to have a shell shock to say the word Jesus Christ, or to talk about our faith, and whatever that faith might be. We should be able to freely speak of it, no matter when that's in the pulpit of the church, it doesn't matter, or it could be in our homes or wherever we might want to be, okay? And the third thing is industry. We need to make sure that those who need help understand that work is the way they come out of it. So we tie our help with those who can still perform, our support for those who are going through those tough times, that they can work themselves out of it, earn their, not only earn a way to get a career and move on, but also make sure that do not lose their self-esteem in the process. And the last thing is family. We know how the family is been put in place, and all we have to do is read on that. God has done that for us, and we need to make sure that we have our young men understand what manhood is all about, and our young women understand what womanhood is all about, and that together we can bring our country together in a way that is going to be very, very exciting as we respect each other's roles, take advantage of the roles we have, and then make things happen. And for that, just a quick note, the role basically says this. Young men need to man up. They need to protect, guide, direct. And when you see evil, we need to be the one to jump in front of everyone else to make sure we fight against that. Young women need to understand that you are the most special things in this country. You define our nation because you are. Your womanhood is the closest thing we'll ever see to the true love, the true love of Christ. So understand that, knowing that the nurturing process that you go through to raise our kids makes our country what it is. So we have to understand our roles, be proud of who we are, and understand that the leftists would love to destroy that concept of manhood and womanhood.
That's very beautiful. What can you tell us about your Democratic opponent?
Well, we want to understand he's a pretty good person, but the problem is he's a Democrat. And good people, it's not about people or parties at this point, it's about values and principles. And the person that I'll be running against right now gives power to the leftists. Anytime there's a seat that the Democrats win, it gives power to AOC, to Pelosi, to Schiff, to people who could care less about God, to a party who back a few years back took God out of their platform, to a party that has killed over 18 million of our black babies, and they target us for that purpose. I can go to a litany of things that the Democratic Party has done that's made the life of black Americans and Hispanic Americans and anybody else around us miserable. So understand it could be good people in the Democratic Party, but when you get into that party, you have to toe the line. So my goal right now is make sure we do not have someone in that position to continue to give power to the socialists and Marxists that right now is trying to tear our country apart.
Now, when is your primary, and what does the Republican feel look like for the Republican primary?
Right now, our primary is this coming spring. It's in March and April. We have a convention and we have a primary. And at this point, my goal is to make sure that we have the funding. That's why it's important for those who listen to your podcast to dial in the Burgess for Utah and find a way to support me. So we have a really good group of people here. I met with some of my opponents, and our goal very simply is this. We need to make sure we win back this seat. It was a seat that Mia Love lost. And we all agree, at the end of the day, we'll come together, we'll support whoever is the winner of our primary, but it's all about getting our seat back for our nation. This seat is, again, number one in the entire country, District 4. So in order to win it, in order for them to keep it, keep their power, they need it. For us to win back the House, we need it. So it's truly, and I'm just blessed, I feel blessed to be in a state that has really embraced those four tenets that I talked about, and to be in a position where we have such an influence on the rest of our country. I just love that. And I look forward to it. I look forward to hustling, look forward to getting the message out of what we the people do, by be the people, we the people can do great things. And that's what we're all about.
No, I agree. And after this interview, I'm going to your website and I'm going to make my own contribution. It won't be a huge contribution, but I know every dollar counts. And so you know, let's just say we had 100,000 people listening. If all of you gave $10, you know, just think about how much money that would be. If we all gave $25, if we gave the price of a meal, all of that would add up. But there are some people who can afford to max out.
Well, you know, and thank you so much, Cheryl. That's such a good, you made such, obviously, you've been here before. You make such a good point. And we're highlighting for those who can afford even $15, because our Super Bowl 15, that's the one we won. And so we use that as our mantra, $15 from as many people as we possibly can. For those who can max out, it's $5,600. And Americans who can max out, that's per individual. We have families here that are maxing out by both individuals being able to contribute. We need every dollar. At the end of the day, what it comes down to making a campaign work, as you know, Carol, is that it's all about the money. And the leftists don't mind putting as much money as they can put into it because they want, they are all about power, and they will do anything they can to get it. So good Americans who are out there working hard, you know, we're pledging ourselves, we're working for our kids, just know that we're in a fight. And this fight comes down to we need to have the dollars to get the word out, to get the voices, my voice out. And in the process of winning that, we will, in the end of the day, have so much more opportunities for our kids than ever before. So we need, this is an investment, and I do hope that those who can max out will do so. Those who just right now can afford $15, go for it. $15 for Super Bowl 15 champion. Okay, that's kind of how we're kind of framing it right now.
Okay, I'm donating $100, and so I hope out there will be at least 2,800 28 people or more who can at least give $100. And if you think about it, for those of us, you know, that have worked or been successful, and I'm retired now, that's not a whole lot of money to help change America.
Boy, have you nailed it. It's a little bit. And, you know, and think about the, Carol, the power of what we, the people, have always been about. We believe in that. And it's always been just a handful of us throughout our nation's history that stepped to the plate that's made a difference for all of us. So thank you so much for that promotion. And I hope that your audience will listen and take the action that will help us move this process forward for sure.
And we have, I guess we've done the big commercial about how we can help the campaign. In the time that's remaining, I'd like you to talk about race relations, because it seems like there's so much going on now that's trying to tear white Americans apart from black Americans. And we see a war against the police in many of our communities. I'd like to know your thoughts. I'd like to know your thoughts about these things.
You know, it's interesting, Carol, because you and I came through the same era back in the Deep South in the 60s. I've never seen our country as divisive as it is today. With good people, good hearts who want our country to win, but yet we've been torn apart. And this is what we have to understand, is that the leftists that are at the core of this, the ones that's messaging in this process, this is what they do. They're like little boll weevils. They weave themselves into the real foundation of our nation, into the communication, into media, into education, into entertainment. And they continue to give a message that we have not done really good together as a nation. I'm here to tell you that our nation is the greatest in the history of mankind because of what we the people have done from the very, very beginning. From the fact that we have a young man, his name is Christopher Addis, the first black American, the first person to serve as a martyr at our country as a black man. The reason why I hear about him, because he had enough respect from the people around him, the whites around him, respect him enough that he's not lost in the annals of history. So that across the board, that's what we've done together. And so let's not let the leftists divide us. Let's focus on those things that make a difference to all of us. All of us who care about our country, care about our kids, we all care that education is key. We all care that there's a God that we can point to, that we can look at our blessings from. And no matter how we worship him, we all become better because we know him and we want to be blessed by him. And the idea of industry, know that once you have people dependent on man, we have a whole different society. And we don't want to ever let that happen. So let's make sure we are encouraging work ethic, and then our kids understand what it looks like and how it feels. And the great feeling comes from inside once that happens. And the family unit is the part that makes our country so unique. We believe And the traditional family that is talked about in the Judeo-Christian foundation, and that foundation has given us the greatest country because men and women know what they're, you know, what it is to work together, to feel good about who they are, and that their focus at the end of the day is how their kids can grow up to be successful, productive Americans and give back to the country and make them proud of the name that they've given them. So let's make sure we understand that, understand who our enemy is. And if we do that, guys, we'll do what we do best. We win. So let's wake up. Let's win. Let's make sure our kids have a great opportunity to have a great future. And I think we'll all be very proud of ourselves in the process of doing that.
I'm so pleased that you're running for office, and especially for Mia Love's seat. You know, she sort of made history when she won that seat. And I believe that we're about ready to approach a situation in the Republican Party that unless we elect blacks in this election, we're not going to have any black Republicans in Congress because, but Tim Scott is leaving. And do we have any in the House? I don't think so, right?
We have one in the House, and that's the in Texas, and he's about to retire also.
Yes, and so, so we will not have any black Republicans. And so we need everyone to come together. This race is important. And what we want to do is invest in quality candidates. And so, Burgess, I thank you so much for being on the show. And I'd like to tell my listeners that you are an author as well as a person that's newly running for office. Could you briefly tell the audience about your latest book?
Absolutely. I have two books. One is called Liberalism, or How to Turn Good Men into Whiners, Winners, and Wimps. It came out in 2016. The latest one is Why I Stand, From Freedom to the Killing Fields of Socialism. And let me just say this, Carol, to your last comment, I really do appreciate it. It really is all about quality candidates. I tell you, what makes our country great, great, guys, is a meritocracy. Wouldn't it be nice if we start really focusing on looking at each other from inside out, not outside in? I'm an American first. I'm a very proud black American because that's my history, that's my lineage, and I'm informed by the greatness of my parents and their generation. But if we are Americans first, that is really what this really comes down to. My hopes are that my message, my passion, my love for country, my love for family, and all the great things that make this country great will allow you to feel good about helping me to get to a position where our values can be represented very well. We need to make sure that our values are being exported to every single state, every single community, and not let their values be imported into our lives. We cannot afford to have the socialists and Marxists influence and drive our future anymore. They've made a mess of things. They will continue to make a mess of things. And we're going to change that by getting the right people in office.
Well, thank you so much, Burgess. And to our listeners out there, you know the drill. It's up to us, the we the people, in the preamble of the Constitution, to stand up and be the people who take back our nation. This is the time to stand. And so I hope you will listen to the show by radio or go to my website where you can download the podcast of this interview. And the Be the People show is heard on the America Out Loud Network, as well as some radio stations across the country. And if you're interested in advertising on the Be the People show, then send me an email at carolmswain@gmail.com. So be strong, be the people, and get behind Burgess Owens and his campaign for Congress. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Carol. Appreciate it.